Module 8, Organizing Your Binder. Once the policies and procedures are completed, it is time to place them in the binder. Organization of a binder is similar to any other document. You must provide a table of contents that lists each section and a list of procedures that each section covers. Once the binder is put together, you need to keep it up to date and make changes as necessary. Create a table of contents. This means the first step that you must take is to gather procedures you developed and organize them into broad sections of information, which we will discuss later. The sections that you have will be listed in the table of contents. Each of the sections will correspond to the tab dividers that you use in the physical organization of the binder. A popular option is to use number tabs that correspond with the numbers used in the table of contents, similar to the page numbers used in books. Using numbered tabs rather than named tabs will make it easier to reorganize the binder when necessary. List each section, example accounting. Before organizing the binder, it is essential that you list out all of the sections. The focus of the company will determine what sections you need in your binder, but there are a few common sections that many companies share. Commonly used sections: accounting, HR, contacts, daily, weekly, and monthly checklists, events, IT, calendar. The examples used are not comprehensive, but they provide a useful starting point to help guide you in creating your own binder sections. List procedures in that section. As we already stated, every procedure will fall under a specific section. After you have developed a list of sections, you need to organize the procedures below them. Review the list of procedures to make sure that they are with the correct sections. The tab sheet protectors that divide the sections should have the section as the heading, and the procedure should be bulleted below the section. Make sure that the bullets are in the order of their appearance. This makes specific procedures easier to find. Example: accounting. Underneath, expense reports, profit and loss, payment processing. Keep binder updated with any new changes. Policies and procedures will inevitably change over time. It is important that you update the binder as needed. There are several steps that you can take to keep the binder up to date. Mark the printed pages when you notice that the information is inaccurate. Leave the binder document in a folder that has a shortcut access on the computer. Make the changes to the file and print it immediately. Make the files easy to share with others responsible for it so that the information in the binder remains current. By reviewing the binder on a regular basis, you will be able to ensure that the information being shared is accurate and up to date. Case study. Tim created and organized the binder for his team, and he encouraged everyone to use it. Soon, it became the main source of information. After a few months, the policies on benefits changed. Tim made a mental note to make the changes in the binder, but he became busy with another project and forgot about it. A month later, a colleague used the binder to help schedule his vacation, and he was surprised when he learned that his request was denied because there was a holiday blackout.